AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Going to court today, a New York State prison guard charged in connection with the escape of two convicted killers. Gene Palmer's lawyer says he did not intentionally help the two escape, but he did deliver frozen hamburger meat to the two convicts in prison, says the lawyer, without knowing that another prison worker had hidden tools in the meat.
He did not have any knowledge. The district attorney has gone on record by saying he had no knowledge that they were planning on escaping. He passed a polygraph test, and the district attorney also made mention of that yesterday, that he passed the polygraph test. He had no knowledge that these two individuals were going to attempt an escape.
Palmer used his credit card to bail himself out of jail overnight. He's charged with promoting prison contraband, tampering with evidence, and official misconduct. The congregation of the Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston, South Carolina, is pledging to go on with the work of its beloved pastor, Clemente Pinckney, who was among nine church members shot dead last week in what authorities are investigating as a hate crime. Meanwhile, South Carolina's Tim Scott choked up on the floor of the Senate as he paid tribute to those killed. Our Jerry Bodlander was there.
At times fighting back tears, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott paid an emotional tribute to the nine people who were killed and asked for a brief moment of silence.
Just pause for 9 seconds, a second for each one.
Speaking just before Bible study resumed at Mother Emmanuel Church, Scott said it's been a week of tragedy and unity.
We are committed to replacing hate with love, pain with kindness, and ill will and hostility with goodwill and comfort.
The Senate unanimously approved a resolution condemning the attacks. Jerry Bodlander, Capitol Hill.
A military fighter jet crashed last night in Arizona. We don't know why, nor do we know anything about the condition of the pilot. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. ambassador to France is promising cooperation after new WikiLeaks spy allegations. Our Charles de Ledesma's overseas with this.
Ambassador Jane Hartley has reiterated American pledges of close cooperation in intelligence and security after revelations that the NSA allegedly eavesdropped on three French presidents. Hartley's statement comes a day after she was summoned by France's foreign minister to answer for the new WikiLeaks trove, which dates from 2006 to 2012 and appears to capture top French officials talking candidly about relations with Germany, Greece's economy, and American spying. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The CEO of Takata, the Japanese airbag maker at the center of a defect scandal that has resulted in the recalls of millions of vehicles, is apologizing for the trouble but says they don't know yet why some of their airbags exploded. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.